All right, everybody, welcome to the Nobody Cares Anthony podcast with me and Patrick Fortin.
How we doing?
I'm all right. I'm still miserable, but I don't want to turn this into a freaking mental health podcast.
We're just gonna. You text me back.
Fake it till you make it.
Text me back 4 or 5 days this
progress.
Week.
Progress.
I was like, progress. Wow.
No, I'm starting to. I feel like I'm starting to turn a corner, but I don't want to talk about it. I want to make this a freaking Anthony's Depressed podcast. You know what I mean?
We're good.
We're fine. Yep. Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, we got it.
So, not depressed. What can we talk about? You know what I was thinking about the other day?
What's that?
So, I did, I reposted an old video where in part of the video I do an aggressive Asian accent. Where it was like, oh no, the snow is falling.
And so foul.
I said to myself, you should be able to do any accent and it's not racist.
People do English. People do Irish.
People do English. People do Irish. People do Australian. So am I only allowed to do white accents? Because there's black people with Australian accents.
It's true.
You know what I mean? There's black people with English accents. But if I were to do Jamaican, I feel like that's fine. My favorite accent is the Nigerian accent. I might be okay doing that. But as soon as you do an Asian accent, it's like, oh, yeah, racist.
You're bad.
And I'm speaking this out loud so people can watch this and understand. It's not racist. I'm calling it right there.
Okay.
Oh, Becky, you look so handsome.
Thank you.
Not racist, dude. It's just I like the accent. I think it's fun. I think it's funny.
So it's funny you said Jamaican, because actually reminded me of this week. I was at a gas station getting a sticker for work, inspection sticker.
Okay.
The old man who runs the place is probably 80 years old.
Okay.
Dark-skinned black dude walks in. He's probably 5'1" with dreads, wearing a something.
I never heard anybody say dark-skinned black dude. They specify light-skinned black dude, but do you need to specify dark-skinned black dude? You just do black dude. So he's like midnight.
Yeah, he's like dark. He's really dark.
Okay, okay.
Really dark with dreads halfway down his back.
Okay, and Jamaican.
He's wearing something cannabis, like he works at a cannabis place, with a little African necklace like of
Hold
Africa.
Hold on. We're gonna nitpick this. Rewind. He's wearing something cannabis?
Yeah, it says like, you know, like if it said like,
is it a weed leaf?
No, it's like a weed company, like a dispensary type
okay,
place.
All right.
So he's wearing that and he walks in the gas station and the old man goes, "Rastaman." And I did your face. I did.
So was it like an old white man?
Yes.
Yeah. And,
yes.
And I guarantee you, the Jamaican dude loved every second of it.
Nope.
I
went like this. I did your face. I did your.
Yeah.
Like that. And he looked at me and he goes, let me get a pack of gum and a bag of chips. The old man goes, $12. Guy goes, never mind. Put it down. Walked away. I was like,
when do you go to a gas station and place an order for gum and chips? Don't you just grab it?
No, it was like really, it's a really small.
So
office.
Everything's behind him?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's like really small. Right. But that got me thinking of like, old people can just say whatever the hell they want.
I can't wait. I almost want to like stop doing the podcast and pick it up again when I'm 80 and just be able to say whatever I want.
He's old.
Yeah. You can do and say whatever you want.
When he said that, I was just mortified.
But what's crazy is because of the, you know, we're kind of now kids that are being born today are growing up in this social media world that we live in. So by the time we're old fucks, there's going to be like old influences that it's not weird because they grew up with the technology.
Yeah.
I can't wait, dude. The world's changing. I'm excited about it.
It really is. But it just mortified me. I was like, wow, this guy's going to say whatever he wants.
So I feel like I need to address the elephant in the room.
What's that?
So after last podcast, we talked about the goatee. I can see that today it's a little bit more prominent.
I shaved around it. I said, you know what? For the pod, I can do it.
So are you doing any advertisements or anything? Or is this just because we talked about it?
We talked about it, and I said, you know what? I'm going to shave around it, see what it comes out with.
Well, Josh came up with something. Let me see if I can have Josh pull it up. I think...
Came up with something?
Yeah, he came up with something. I think that we could go somewhere with this. If you're listening, you're not going to be able to tell what the fuck we're talking about, but...
Oh, Jesus.
What do you think of that?
That's a terrible...
I think, but it looks so real.
It looks so real.
Like I could see it.
It looks so real.
Listen, we're in discussions with some brands that want to work with us, and just for men, if you're listening.
Wow. I'm kind of a stud.
I don't see why you wouldn't.
Minus my down slanty eyes, I'm kind of a stud.
Isn't a stud like a lesbian that dresses like a dude?
No, a stud is a horse that they use to breed other horses to make winning, award-winning horses. And like,
oh, I didn't know that. So how did lesbians steal that?
I don't know.
The correlation between a horse that's used to breed championship horses and a lesbian that dresses like an NBA player?
I don't know. I have no.
It's like interesting.
Brittany Griner, you know. Stud horse, pretty similar. She's a big woman. But see, that's...
Yeah, she's like 6'8".
And she hangs out poolside, no shirt on. She got her titties straight
she
removed.
She got her titties removed. Removed. Taken off.
Dude, I said it. I said if she wanted a kid, she should have had like Kevin Durant like donate sperm so her and him could just have a child.
Could you imagine?
Freak athlete.
Yeah, like LeBron gave her his sperm.
That's what I'm saying.
And they had a boy.
Oh, my.
He'd break all the records.
That's what
he'd play every sport. He'd just play every sport.
He'd be in Paris Olympics.
Speaking of breaking records, let me Google it because the Olympics is officially over.
Yep.
Medal count. So we won. But what I was looking at the medal count throughout the Olympics, and the Google has the rankings as whoever has the most golds.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right? But it's like, shouldn't it be like you get 5 points for a gold, 2 points for a silver, 1 point for a bronze? You know what I mean? Like,
you would think.
So you're saying that the silver and bronze don't mean anything? They mean something to the people that have them.
Huge.
If I had a silver medal, I'd be... Where... If I had a silver medal, I'd be wearing it all the time. So the final count was, so we had 40 golds in China had 40 golds, but we had 44 silvers to their 27 silvers, and we had 42 bronze to their 24 bronze.
We won 120
something
medals.
We had 126 to their 91, but you're telling me that if we had one less gold, we would have lost the medal count?
Makes zero sense.
Zero sense. Who's come? The Olympics is falling apart, dude. It's just not. We talked about this last week in the pod. It's not as exciting as it used to be.
It's not. It's really not.
And like, are they running out of sports because they had breakdancing?
I asked this last week because shooting, you go, well, they always ask. They need a certain amount of sports.
No, but my thing, like breakdancing was at its height in like 1987. You know what I mean? And then it sort of, by 94, it was gone.
But there was early 2000s, there was breakdancing movies.
Breakdancing movies?
Yes.
Name one.
Not Step Up. Was Step Up one?
Like Save the Last Dance?
No.
But that's not breakdancing. That's regular dancing.
There was breakdancing movies. I'm going to hate my, what do you say?
It was the one Chris Brown was in.
Step Up. Yep.
But that wasn't breakdancing. That's like step. That's like what like the HBCUs do.
Breakdancing. You're talking cardboard on the ground, spinning on your head.
Why is that in the Olympics in 2024? So weird to even say the year we're in. Oh,
crazy. Born in 91.
I want to go into cardiac arrest just fucking saying the year, dude.
2025 is coming.
I was born in 1989.
91.
But I'm right on the cusp because it was October. But I'm an '80s baby, dude. And it's 2024.
I hope you don't.
Can we pull up the Australian lady breakdancing?
Pull that up. Pull up the Australian lady.
Let's soak this in. I'm not watching this for a full minute. A bunny hop, little bunny hop. Ooh.
Whoa.
Oh, wasn't expecting that. Okay.
Ooh, elbows.
Yep.
Elbows.
This was like me in high school after 12 beers. hey. Hip hop parade.
Reminds me of like JoJo Siwa, dude.
But so pause it. I can't take any more of this. You gotta think to yourself, right? So if you look at the world, right?
Yeah.
There's probably like a good amount of people still breakdancing. But
of course,
you take Australia, This lady's got to be one of three people breakdancing in Australia. You know what I mean?
You qualified. Go.
You're going to the Olympics. Imagine there's only three of us that are still doing it, and you're going to the Olympics. Like, I would rather... Let me ask you a serious question. I know I joke around a lot, but I'm being serious.
Yeah.
What would you rather watch in the Olympics? Breakdancing or rock skipping?
Rock skipping all day.
Exactly.
All
day. It just shows you how ridiculous it is that they're breakdancing.
Rock skipping.
Because we're out of sports, right? What sports are not in the Summer Olympics or Winter Olympics? Like, is there like a big sport, maybe baseball?
Yeah, but they have the World Classic, but... That's maybe it. That's only in the Olympics. But then we had two basketballs. We had the 3-on-3 and we had...
Don't get me started on the 3-on-3.
Jimmer Fredette hurt himself.
It's like, why are we... Like, does that medal not count?
I guess
because
not.
Because it's like, just grab three NBA players that are nasty.
That's true. Just have them go through.
Yeah, just... I'm sure Derek White, Tyrese Halliburton, and freaking somebody else would have just...
We'll do
the 3-on-3.
Of course. I was surprised that Embiid was on U.S.
Yeah, so my thing about that is, like, I love the fact that anybody could be a U.S. citizen.
Of course.
And so I guess technically that means that you could play for the United States in the Olympics. But if you have, like, a thick-ass accent still, go play for the country. You know what I mean?
Where is he from?
I think he's like... I don't know, like his ancestral tree, but I think he's from France.
That's what, because he kept getting booed.
Get booed because he's from France and didn't play for French.
I know. I thought you were
He didn't play for French.
He didn't play for French. Yeah, that's the. I heard them booing him too, and I'm like, why are they booing him so bad?
Yeah, because I think he's from France, but whatever. To each his own.
I like.
Welcome to the team.
Some soccer player won gold, and whoever won gold for men's soccer, and he's walking through security, leaving Paris. Thing went beep beep beep. And as a flex, he pulled out his gold medal.
Savage.
Imagine that.
There was a, I think it was an Australian Olympian that got arrested for trying to find coke. I saw that. I was like, poor guy, dude. Not only did you not get the coke, you got arrested for trying to find it. Oh, Lord.
Did you see the picture RG3 posted from France with the croissant?
Why is he still relevant?
Because he does.
He played in the NFL for like 1.5 seasons. Like, who gives a shit about this guy?
Because now he does college football.
He was electric.
Yes.
But it's like.
One knee injury. See ya.
Yeah, but then it's like, why are we still talking about RG3 in 2024?
Did you see the picture he posted of the croissant?
No.
Pull up, go on Twitter and search RG3 croissant. Oh, my God.
Oh, I saw it. He's doing a Lady in the Tramp with the other girl, and he just got his mouth on a big croissant.
Massive.
Like he's sucking a peep.
Someone said Jesus Christ himself couldn't make me take this picture.
You can just pull it up in post-production, right?
As if
it's there.
Of course. Yes, of course. It's so bad. It's such a bad picture.
Why? Because it looks like he's sucking a peep?
But it's so big, and his mouth is...
A big peep?
Massive. It's bigger than this. The end of the croissant's bigger than this. And he's all the way around it.
Yeah, he got after it.
Yeah, he got after it. And his wife's like this. And he's just like...
But like...
Terrible.
What were we talking about? The Olympics?
Yes.
And the breakdancing?
The break... It just... Whenever I watched that breakdancing video, I was like, if I was sitting courtside to that breakdancing, I would have not been able to hold it together. I would have been sitting there going...
I'll tell you this, if I was at the Olympics, like that would be one event I'd want to see just because it's like funny. You know, it's ridiculous that they have that as an Olympic event.
Absolutely crazy.
It's like, let's see how far we can flick a booger. Like, what's next in the Olympics? You know what I mean?
That should be on ESPN 8.
Like, big as shit. You just got 12 guys in the bathroom. You know what I mean?
Like I said, that should be on ESPN 8, the Ocho, not fucking the Olympics.
Insane. I saw another thing, speaking of Olympics and other countries and stuff like that, it reminded me of the story I saw about the UK.
Okay.
So I guess in the UK, like, there's laws on, like, censorship. Like, you can't just go online and speak reckless about the government. You'll get arrested. Which kind of shocks me because it's like, you know, coming from the United States where it's like we're allowed to say whatever the fuck we want. To think that, like, you'd think that, like, countries that you can get prosecuted for saying something about, like, the politics or the government,
yeah,
that's like the Middle East, or you know what I mean? Like
North Korea, like we talked
North
about
North Korea, week. You know, but the UK you would think is like a progressive sort of country.
I'm not surprised.
But then they one-upped it where they said somebody or some genius in the UK was like, we're gonna, you know, not only is it illegal over here, but if you're from the United States and you say something crazy about our government online, we're gonna extradite you.
Do they have that?
Listen, as soon as Paul Revere let us know that you guys were coming, it's over, dude. It's all you can't. You're gonna extradite us? You know what I mean? Let's try it. Fuck the UK government. Ooh. All you guys suck. Ooh. Extradite me. We'll see what happens.
Tell them where you live. What's your address?
I'm not doing that. That's wild. But it's like, I'm so depressed lately that I wouldn't mind being extradited, dude. I wouldn't just get country. Let me switch it up a little bit.
But I'm actually not surprised the UK did this because the UK has caused the most Independence Days out of any country.
Keep in mind, we have a lot of UK listeners. For some reason, I'm big in the UK. And what I've realized is what I'm thinking is the East Coast sense of humor is very similar to the sense of humor of the UK and Australia.
Certain parts of the UK.
Yeah, for sure. And that makes me like them even more.
Yeah.
Because I remember I went to London once.
So did I.
When I was 21, I went on a backpacking trip alone.
So sick.
I went by myself. I was in Portugal, Lisbon area, and then southern Portugal, like Sintra. And then I went from there to Madrid, Spain. Wild, had a ton of fun.
I bet.
Saved the guy's life from choking. So I'm walking down the street in like Madrid, like a main street, yeah. And there's a guy walking towards me. Nobody else is on the sidewalk near us. And he's like, looks like he's struggling breathing. And I kind of look around because it's like, I don't have hero DNA. No, like, what's that? You know what I mean? Come to find out, he's choking. So I give them, I'm like, all right, I'm going to try. I've never done the Heimlich. I'm going to at least give it a shot. I'm his only hope, you know what I mean? So I gave him the Heimlich, and it worked. And because I kind of blacked out because it was like such a shock to the system that I didn't realize that I did it right in front of a restaurant where there was glass and they could see outside. And people came out clapping, cheering.
Wow.
Yeah, and then like made sure he was okay because he was an older guy. He must have been like in his 80s or something like that.
Could have broken a rib.
Saved his life. And I couldn't understand a word he was saying. I think he was grateful, and then I just kept it moving. But then from there, so I went from Madrid to Amsterdam. I stayed at a hostel called the Flying Pig. Oh. And listen. Cocaine, like the bartenders had cocaine, but you know, it was insane, dude. You could smoke weed everywhere. So this was before it was legalized in the United States. This is before it was even decriminalized. And like I can remember driving around as a youth where it was like, if you got pulled over with a joint, you were going to jail.
Done for.
I used to just swallow them.
Oh,
cops would be
crazy.
Like, you got to smell weed. I can tell you just smoking. I'd go, swallowed it.
Hang out the red
light. What are you gonna do? Swallowed it.
You hang out the red light district down there?
I went to the red light district. What was crazy about the red light district is it's like a series of alleyways.
Okay.
So the first alleyway is very wide.
Yeah.
And you get, you know, how do I say this politically correct? Like not the most favorable looking women in the world. Okay. You know what I mean?
Not models.
Far from models, let's say. And it's probably I didn't even attempt, but I'd assume that they're not expensive.
Yeah.
And then as you go to the next alleyway, it gets tighter and the women get more attractive till you're in the last alleyway. And at the one point in the alleyway, there's only enough space for one person to walk through. So if there's people coming from the other direction, you kind of got to lean up against the wall to let them walk by. And that's where the girls are like smoking hot.
Extra money.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to talk about hooking up, you know what I mean? That's not good PR.
Let's say this.
I did. I was 21. Okay, yeah. Single. This was before my son was even thought about being born.
Still in your balls.
And I partook in it. Nice. And I will say, I'm not proud to say, because this, you know, I was going into all the coffee shops. I think I was buying like mushrooms from the convenience store and stuff like that. struggled a little bit to get it to rise, dude. It was embarrassing. And the girl was like from Bulgaria, and she was like, see, I always tell people you don't smoke, and you come here first, and then you smoke the weed after. And I was like, oh, nobody, this, you don't read about this in the tour guide books, okay, lady? But eventually, I got the job done, and it was incredible, obviously. Not something I'm proud of. I don't really promote that type of stuff. I don't. But as a 21-year-old kid by myself with in Amsterdam, my phone broke while I was in Amsterdam, so I was alone with no cell phone.
Oh.
The most freeing experience I've ever experienced in my life. And I remember I went, it looks like you're in a fucking Harry Potter movie. So I remember I bought mushrooms at a convenience store and ate like an eighth of mushrooms and had this like genius idea to go watch a movie alone, right? Which, depending on the movie, not a terrible idea, but I went and saw Insidious.
Oh my.
It's like a horror movie.
That's like the worst movie.
Tripping balls by myself in another continent. And so when I walked to the theater, it was like a midnight showing. So the streets were still packed. Like it was like Times Square, wall to wall, like tons of people. School, very diverse, people from all over the world. I went and saw Insidious at midnight. So you got to think previews. By the time the movie starts, it's 12:30. By the time I got out of there, it's almost 3 in the morning.
You're peeking.
I walk back to my hostel. Tripping balls, dude. I walk back to my hostel that's called the Flying Pig. The streets were empty, dark. So you're in a dark Harry Potter world waiting for Voldemort to just freaking jump out of one of the houses. It was, I don't recommend. Yeah, but I had a great time. I met a lot of cool people. So I stayed at hostels, which was like, you know, if you're young and you're going to travel, like I'm so, if I had billions of dollars, I would not have stayed at a hotel. Because if you're at a hotel and you're in the hotel lobby and you go up to a group of people and you're like, hey, what are you guys doing today? Let's go do something. They look at you like you have seven fucking heads. But if you do it at a hostel, that's like normal and encouraged. They have common areas. And I would just go up to people and met people from Germany and Australia. Remember, I met this one girl. Her name was Britta, like the water filter. She was... Yeah, we made out a little bit. But and then I went to London. And I was like, oh, cool, London. I stayed at this hostel called The Generator. It was one of the biggest hostels in Europe. Because usually hostels, you might have like, there's a ton of them over there. You might have 30 people, 40 people, 50 people, 100 people capacity at this hostel. The Generator hostel had 300 people. I walked in and the bar they had on the main floor was bikini night.
I'm
like, let's go, dude. You know what I mean? But anybody that like I met in public, like, just would talk shit about Americans. And I know, like, obviously they don't, because I have a ton of followers from the UK, so they don't hate us.
That's
like,
true.
That's true. But it's not true. But there's some people that probably do.
Yeah.
Or they just like. Maybe they're like us, like East Coasters, where we'll just talk shit to people. Yeah. Maybe I wasn't picking up on the fact that they just wanted kind of a banter back and forth, until I went to an ATM, and there was these two guys in front of me at the ATM. Like, they were in the process of taking money out, and they were clearly, like, from London. And nobody was around them besides me, and they didn't look at me, so they didn't know that I was from the U.S., and they were just bashing people from the United States. And then when it was my turn to go up to get money out, and they were kind of walking past me, I looked at them and I went, we're not all that bad. And they laughed and it was fine. But and then I went back to Portugal. I think I was gone for like a month and a half.
Wow.
Yeah,
that must have been a crazy trip.
It was dope.
A buddy I worked with, his dad was straight off the boat from England. And he said, I don't know why you Americans do this at bars.
But do we do straight off the boat for England? I feel like you only do straight off the boat if it's a third world country. Because if you're from England, you just take a plane.
Well, people say straight off the boat from Ireland. Ireland is a third world country, is it?
No, but they're referring to when they came here. Like, when did they first come here? In the 20s?
A while ago. No, yeah. Irish help needed times.
During the potato famine?
Yes.
So keep going with your story. What are you saying?
So this kid, his man, I should say, his dad is straight from England. He goes, I don't know why you Americans do this in bars. Why do you guys have chairs at bars? Because we don't have chairs in England at bars. We all stand around. We talk to each other. We have drinks. We communicate. We sing songs. Because you guys just sit at the bar and be quiet. No wonder why you Americans are miserable.
Well, here's the thing that people from the UK need to understand is that you could fit, how many Englands could you fit inside the United States? 400? And it's like when people from overseas, and I get it, I do the same thing. When people from overseas come to visit the United States, where do they go? New York?
Yep.
Maybe Boston, Miami now, and then like California. And that's it.
Yeah.
There's so many bars you haven't been to, buddy. You know what I mean? It's like we like to sit.
We do like to sit. I always say this too. There's three type of men in this world. If you're standing in front of this place and there's strip club, casino, dive bar, which one are you choosing?
You want to know what type of man I am?
Yeah.
You start at the dive bar.
Okay.
You go to the strip club.
Yeah.
Then you end the night at the casino. You go to all of them, dude. Like a perfect night if I was to script it. Go to all three.
But there are certain, like if you were to choose one, for me, it's casino. I'm a casino guy.
Right.
Like, if they're in front of me,
you don't like tits. I get it.
Love yeah, titties. I get but it. But at the same point, I'm like, I like money more. I like money more. Like I'm gonna
losing it all because that's what I do. I have a blast. I go to the casino all the time. And just, yeah. I should just pull up and like not even get out of the car and just hand them $100 bill and then drive away.
But yeah, no, I would choose casino over everything. Maybe after I lost my money, go see some titties next door with no money.
But how many titty bars have you been to in your life?
A handful. Nothing crazy.
So you went to Zach's and Mashpee.
More or less, which yes. Is, and then like
makes
four,
you
and then
puke
four,
thinking
four
about
in
it.
Key West, and then the Foxy Lady in Providence.
All right, so you haven't really been to strip clubs.
I haven't been like to
Miami. You got to go to like the Spearmint Rhino in Vegas or like
oh my God.
Tootsie's in Miami or like even out here, you got to go to like Desire's. I'll take it. We'll get handed a sign of permission slip, and I'll show you around.
Okay, cool.
I'll take you to the back alleys.
No, okay, that's kind
of... No. We'll get your permissions to slip signed.
We'll get there somewhere. And I'll go, Anthony, I'm going to go to the casino instead.
I'm not, just to be clear, I'm not like going to the strip club every week.
You just named 10 of them?
But I've been single for so long. And you go through phases. You know what I mean? You go through phases in life.
Well, there's times I'll be like, I'll go to the casino and I'll leave, lose money, and go, I'm never coming here ever again. 4 months later, I'm like, oh, I'm going to make my money double tonight.
The longest break I ever took from going to strip clubs was because I went to Alex's in Stoughton and they had a midget, like a famous midget.
Little person.
I don't know if it was Bridget the Midget.
Little person.
You can't say midget?
Midget is, you cannot say.
What happens if I say it?
I think it's like saying a lot of bad words that you shouldn't say. No.
Like what word were you thinking? Because that's crazy. That's crazy.
I'm telling you, it's a derogatory term.
So they like little people?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Is it little people?
It's little people.
Or is it dwarf?
No, that's different.
Dwarf is different than a little person?
I think so. I believe so. It's just little person. Just say little person.
All right. Well, the stripper's name was Bridget the Midget. So, I mean, she, you know what I mean? But I remember going to the strip club and there was a midget stripping. And I was like, I'm so horrified by this experience. I'm never going to a strip club again. And I took a long break.
Long time.
I don't want to see a midget naked. That's like looking at a little kid naked. You know what I mean? That's gross, bro.
If you're a little person listening to this, I have your back. Don't worry.
Yeah, if you're a little person listening to this, you can jump on my back and we can go run down the street. No, I'm joking. So if you're a little person listening to this, there's no, buddy, we're not that big yet. How many, I'm Googling it. How many midgets do you think are in the world?
I don't know, a couple million?
Midget. Let's see. What's your guess?
How many people are in New York, though?
Midget population.
Of the world.
Worldwide. All right, your guess?
A couple million.
Flick? 400,000. 400,000. Josh?
150,000.
Little People of America estimates that there are 651,000 people with dwarfism in the world, including 65,000 in the United States. Dwarfism is defined as an adult height that is less than 2.3% of the CDC's standard growth charts. whatever that means. So you got to think to yourself, all right, if there's 650,000 midgets in the world, all right, we just started this podcast. We don't have that many people listening to it. The chances that we have a midget listening, slim to none.
If you are a little person listening,
DM me and we'll have you on as a guest.
Yes, and
100%. Not like to make fun of you, just no. I would love to talk to a midget.
And I'd like to ask.
It's little person.
Do you use the M word or do you say little person?
The M word?
You don't say that word. I'm telling you, it's not a good word. It's derogatory.
If you're a midget and you're listening, please DM me on Instagram. I check my messages sometimes. Or email me, nobodycaresanthony@gmail.com. We'll have you on as a guest. I'm sorry if I offended you. Not my intention. I like to laugh. You know what I mean? And it's kind of like an East Coast thing where you can make fun of me for having a giant forehead. I can make fun of you for being a midget. It's like hand in hand.
Things you can't control.
Right.
Things you can't control. Yeah, it makes sense.
I have to piss like a racehorse.
I bet. I can see it. You can feel a little tense there. But
that goatee suits you well.
That's what Hannah says, too, and I don't know if I like it.
Did it kind of add any spice to the bedroom? I know you don't like talking about that on the pod, but she kind of...
I look studly. Let's just...
Okay
with the goatee. Studly. I'll tell you one thing, though. Went to the beach with the kids today, and usually people give me this look. Aw. Look at you, just the dad with his two kids. Now they kind of give me one of these.
I think that's all in your head. That's your insecurities bleeding out.
What insecurities do I have?
I don't know. What insecurities do you have? Let's talk about it.
This isn't.
You don't have any insecurities?
I have, of course, some.
Name what's your biggest one. Maybe we can eliminate it.
I have a disgusting thumb.
Let me see it.
I bite it too much.
Holy shit, buddy. You have no nail. Show the camera. You have no nail.
It's so bad.
So that's a big insecurity you have?
Yeah,
stop biting it.
I can't help myself, dude. Look at all my nails.
Oh, my God. You're one of those people.
I know. I don't even notice. I'm just chewing on the thing.
Chew on tobacco or something, dude.
I knew you're
like a fucking cannibal, buddy.
I shake hands with customers. I can't go like that. I gotta go like that. So when they shake,
all right. Well, that's not fair of me for you to like give me your insecurity and I immediately attack it. I'm sorry that you feel that way about your thumb. I just want to say I'm sorry that you feel that way about your thumb. I'm sure that I've known you for so many years, and I'm just now realizing it.
Yeah.
So it's all in your own head, okay?
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit about your thumb. You're already married with beautiful children.
Thank you.
You're happy. What are you worried about that thumb?
It's just gross looking.
All right, so there you go.
It's just funky looking. This is like the fourth nail I've had on this thumb. I keep biting the whole thing off.
What, do you got to buy new ones on Amazon? No,
they grow back.
I know. Listen, I know how nails work, okay? I'm very familiar with nails. I have fucking 20 of them.
Yeah, okay? Dude, it's pretty rough, but it's whatever. I mean, again, that's a little insecure.
Is there anything you can't do?
Can't do?
Like, is it tough to get a battery out of certain spots because you don't have a nail?
Oh, I don't have nails on anything, so there's a lot of things I can't do. Like,
Jesus.
If I jam my thumb like that, it hurts so bad. So bad. And like, look at all my nails.
So when I clip my nails, I like to have a little white showing.
See, I have literally zero white.
Like, look at that nail.
You could be a hand model. You could be a hand model.
What do you mean, dude? I have long, skinny fingers.
Do you have any scars?
I have a massive scar, actually, on my right hand. I have two plates and six screws in my right hand.
Punched a wall?
Yeah, I thought it was a regular drywall, and it was a concrete basement wall.
Ouch.
Shattered my hand into a million pieces. You know what was so funny about that? So I was like, fit of rage. This was years ago. Fit of rage. Blasted the wall thinking it was just drywall, and it was just going to go right through. And it was pure concrete, and my hand shattered to the point where my pinky was going this way. Blood was like congealed and like forming this pocket of blood. And my knees buckle. I almost passed out. I go to the emergency room, and of course I'm embarrassed. What a fucking hothead loser. I punched a wall. So the nurse is like, what happened? I was like, so there's this guy, right? You know, and I don't want to press any charges, but, you know, he came at me. So I had to defend myself, and I gave him like a mean right, and he lowered his head. I just hit him on the top of the head, and, you know, rest is history. But
now that you said the story, I remember how it happened. I remember you told me before how it happened.
Yeah. All right, we're back. I took a little pee-pee break, and I was saying to the guys, it's like, I don't know, ladies, do you do this too? I wonder if women do this when they pee. But I do this thing where it's like, as I'm peeing, I try to time the flush perfectly so the stream ends right when the last flush goes down. And most of the time, I don't time it right, so I have to double flush. Do you think women do that?
No way. I don't think so. They could be certain situations. What I was going to ask you was, depending on where you are, do you aim the pee in different spots? If you're like, if you're somewhere where the bathroom is literally right outside the living room, I'm hitting the side of the bowl. I'm doing sniper action, like silencer on it. Like if I'm at home, I'm going right for the bowl, right for the water. But if there's fucking people right outside the door, I'm aiming for the fucking side of the bowl. So it just makes a quiet noise.
I guess sometimes, but it's like everybody pees.
I know, but I don't want to. I don't know.
Everybody pees.
Sometimes. Great remix, brother.
Everybody, hey. All right, sorry, guys.
You feel better? Feel good?
Yeah, I feel like I peed.
It's a great feeling. That's supposedly a colostomy bag. It's like,
what?
Is that what it's called, colostomy bag?
Yeah, but what are you getting at?
Supposedly, the worst part about those things is that you don't feel the piss go away. It just goes away. So there's no, like, relief of, like, oh, I just pissed. It just is gone. It's not there.
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
Taking a good piss is, like, a really...
You know what I'm scared about? Getting old and needing surgery. I don't want surgery, dude.
I'm afraid of kidney stones and gallbladder stones and anything with stones inside you. I'm just so afraid of that because I drink minimal water. So I'm very afraid of just, like...
Yeah, it's like, I mean... I had French toast, like the stuff I eat. I'm surely gonna have to piss out kidney stones at one point in my life.
They say a woman I saw.
It's like getting shot.
They say an interview of a woman said this is worse than childbirth. I'm like, oh jeez.
Oh my god. I don't have to do that one. It's like, now I gotta pee out a kidney stone.
They say it like cripples you to your knees. You're on the ground and you just can't move. Like imagine middle of work. Like no.
I don't want that.
I just got to pound.
But
water.
I'm at the age where if I have 4 cupcakes, sometimes I'll sit on the toilet and it feels like that. You know what I mean? It reminded myself the other day. I knew my dad's wife made Funfetti cupcakes for my son for
delicious.
Like his birthday. Oh, they're my favorite.
Love
Funfetti. And you know how like you go to like an event like that and people always try to get you to take shit home?
Yes.
And it's like, I don't want that. I don't want 14 cupcakes in my reach. I don't need that, okay? Oh, please. And then you feel bad. It's like, oh, come on. We're not going to take it home. And then you take it home. I did it. I took it home. I ate 4 cupcakes. And the next morning, you would have thought I was giving birth to triplets and wanted to call my mom. Like, I don't feel good. You know what I mean? You remember being a kid? And it's like, Mom.
Come pick me up. I don't feel good.
No, not come pick me up. Like, you're in the bathroom and call to your mom.
Sleep over and ate too much.
You didn't do that when you were a kid? Like, call to your mom from the toilet?
No, not really.
Well, because I used to like go to family parties and you'd have like the sweet table and I'd have like 47 brownies. You know what I mean? Because it's like it's a big family bash.
They don't notice.
Like,
they don't...
Your mother can't keep track of how many brownies you had. And I'd eat 47 of them. I should have known I was going to struggle with substance use as I got older. 47 brownies. And then I'd be in the toilet at 4 in the morning. Mom! Like, what is she going to do? Just be there for moral support?
Keep going. Yeah. Keep pushing. It's terrible. It's terrible. Stomach.
It's like that. Have you seen that video I did that I keep doing of the giant poop?
Yes.
That one pic I've done. It's so crazy how many views that's gotten. Like, cause
so many.
I kind of did it as a running joke because one lady commented. She was like, I don't want to see this type of stuff online. So I was like, all right, I'm going to make one of these videos once a week now because this lady pissed me off. So I've done like 12 of them, needless to say. But like some of them have gotten like 12 million views, 9 million views, 8 million views.
It's massive.
I submitted it to the Guinness Book of World Records as the most viewed turd.
Really?
Is there been a more viewed turd than that? Because if you take all the... It's the same picture every time I do the video. You take all the videos combined. We're like past 50 million.
That's a lot of
so
views.
So what turd has been viewed more than that?
Not, I know.
Guinness never got back to
are
me.
You, are you familiar with a gentleman named Blippi?
I'm not familiar.
Kid show?
Why do
are
I?
Are you guys familiar with Blippi? You ever heard of Blippi kid show? You know Blippi. Whoa. You don't have to say how true when you sneeze.
No, it's a dad sneeze. You reach a certain age and you sneeze like that. Did so your father loud. Have a loud sneeze?
Oh, that's my mother used to say. You don't have to say how true.
You'll
when you
get
sneeze.
There.
It's.
I'm there. I'm at the dad sneeze now.
But you're a mouth sneezer, not a nose sneezer. Some people are nose sneezers.
I don't. I want to let it out. I don't want. If you nose sneeze, it's snot. Snot.
There's 50-50. There's nose sneezers and mouth sneezers.
Because if I just that sneeze that I just let out, if I try to nose sneeze that, I could have like popped a blood vessel in my forehead.
But anyway, we're talking about most views turds. Blippi, the gentleman Blippi, who's a children's show where he goes around and goes, "Today we're at the bouncy house. What is this? This is a shoe." Blah blah blah. He did that. Remember the Harlem Shake? Do the Harlem Shake. Beer, 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 beer. And LeBron did it with the Heat back then, the dance in the locker room. Blippi did it before he was Blippi, where he was on the toilet hanging out like this, and he goes, "Do the Harlem Shake." And he gets up on like the top of the toilet and shits on his friend on YouTube. And now he's this giant child star.
So let's rewind.
Here we go.
So let's rewind. So there's a guy that is a giant child star now.
Yes.
But before he became a child star, he was pooping on people?
Yes, for the Harlem Shake.
You know what screws me up a little bit that you're starting to see all over the internet is all the pedophile shit.
I know.
How many there are out there, like the Dr. Disrespect guy and then the other trans person that was working for Mr. Beast,
which his
and now it's like there's other people saying that Mr. Beast knew about, you know what I mean? But it's like there's so much child like shit like that online. It's like, what the fuck are these people doing?
It's been behind closed doors in Hollywood for years.
It makes me sick to my stomach.
You saw the Nickelodeon documentary?
This states that do Florida's doing death penalty for that shit, right?
Louisiana's doing if this happens to you and you're over 17 years old. And you do this to someone under 13, they'll cut your balls off.
Oh, are they just doing the balls? Or are they doing? They should do both.
Well, supposedly it's just the balls.
Because what's castration? Just balls?
Yeah, I think so.
So, but can you papish get hard if you don't have balls? No, right?
It probably could, but you just could you bust a nut?
No, I'm not worried about not busting. Can it still get hard without balls?
But how are they going to urinate if they cut their dick off?
Colostomy bag.
It's true.
Yeah. There's people that are dickless out there.
There are.
Yeah, half the population. What do you mean? Like, women don't have dicks, but they still pee.
Yeah, but they have a different system going on down there.
I think it should be state to state.
Yeah, of course.
Death penalty.
Of course. Too many Hollywood people get in trouble, so they won't do that.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah. Too many people in power have a problem with that, and that's why.
But like, what you get all the power, you get all the money, and you're like, I've done it all. Let me go.
We're
gonna bleep that out because that's crazy. But like, it's should be killed.
Look at Drake. Drake was texting Millie Bobby Brown when she was like 12.
Yeah, but that's...
There's no buts.
No, no, no. She's 12 there years is old. A but with that because he is a famous celebrity.
It doesn't
but
matter.
But he wasn't being sexual when he was messaging her.
Doesn't matter. If my daughter was Millie Bobby Brown making it famous
no. All right,
and she was 12...
So let me ask you a question. Your son gets super famous. Super famous. And Taylor Swift messages your son. And it's like, I love what you're doing. I'm so proud of you. Keep going. You know, I'm here for you if you ever need any advice or anything like that. Cool. If Taylor Swift was like, lick me, you know what I mean? Then it's different.
Yeah.
But I think Drake was hitting her up on like a professional. I don't think he was being weird.
I don't know.
That's the type of shit where it's like, you got to be careful. You can't just say, you know what I mean? If you're talking to a minor and it's inappropriate, balls cut off.
Yep.
But bye. Like if you're Drake and you're this uber famous celebrity and you're watching Stranger Things and you love the girl's performance in Stranger Things and you reach out to be like somebody that will support and mentor, that's a little different.
You know,
if Drake was like, you know.
Sending the flippy flop video.
Yeah. Then you, balls cut.
You off. Saw that video go viral.
I saw it go viral.
Of him doing the flippy flop.
Yeah. He leaked that on purpose.
Definitely did. It was an accident. He was just laughing. It's like, right. That wasn't an accident.
Because I have a decent sized piece. That thing, I saw it on Twitter. That thing was Jesus.
Like a balloon
Christ.
Animal.
Like a seal. It was insane.
He's laying down on a bed in his private jet. Wing, wing,
yeah,
wing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if any of this is going to make the final cut.
I don't know.
Either. Talking about
Drake's dick.
Drake's dick and pedophiles.
We already did a pedophile episode. People go, someone came up to me after.
It was because that movie got me fired up, dude.
Someone I know, my coworker goes, you guys got really deep with that pedophilia shit, huh? I was like, yeah, it was, got deep quick, got dark real quick.
Well, dude, I watched that movie and I like cried.
Yeah.
I was sat alone in my living room and watched it because I'm a huge movie person. Like, I just appreciate film. And I watched that movie and legitimately had to pause the movie to go like get fresh air and smoke a cigarette. And I cried during that movie.
Watched two classic movies that you obviously like. One of them, Forrest Gump, yesterday.
Yep.
Right after Forrest Gump came on, Castaway.
Oh.
I was like, oh, this is a...
Speaking of movies, you know what movie that, like, at least for me at the time, was so big and, like, it doesn't get talked about at all and, like, you never see it on, like, streaming
CBS,
platforms?
Yeah.
Austin Powers.
I loved... We had three Austin Powers. We had all three at our house.
Get
on DVD.
In my belly! You know when you walk into an apartment building and you smell everybody else's cooking? It kind of smelled like that, plus crap.
So
Fat Bastard, dude. Mini-Me, Dr. Evil, Fat Bastard.
It's funny that Mike Myers played all of them. That's just the legend of Mike Myers.
Well, he didn't play Mini-Me.
No, except
but
Vern.
Yeah, he played Fat Bastard. He played himself. Well, Austin Powers. He played Dr. Evil.
Played Goldmember in the last one.
Yep.
Those ones
I want gold.
He peels
but like
the skin.
Nobody talks about it at
they
all.
They were so
Did
good.
Did they get
dude.
Canceled or some shit? Like everything else?
They were. I mean, all they were scary movies. Kind of. You know the scary movies that
they weren't scary.
No. You know the scary movie series.
Yes.
How they were spoofs. They were just spoofs on James Bond films. That's all they were.
Yeah, but why aren't they like? They're not on stream. Like you can't stream Austin Powers.
Click right now. Where to watch Austin Powers? Where to watch Austin Powers on Google? It'll show you all the places you can watch it.
You're like my son. My son goes, search it up. He's always, like, what, today at we were at Papagino's. He goes, what year did J.J. Redick get drafted? As if I know. And I'm like, I don't know, dude. And he's like, search it up. Where can I stream Austin Powers?
Look at that. Look at the TV. All the places, I mean, they're not
no,
free.
No, so you can buy it on Amazon. You can buy fucking anything on Amazon.
Yeah.
You can buy it on
Look
YouTube.
At that. Netflix. Watch it on Netflix.
No, it's not on Netflix.
It's probably one of those things where it's like things like Austin Powers when you click on it.
Yeah, it's not. No, it would come up. It's not on Netflix.
I'm surprised because it used to be on HBO. Always on HBO.
They had all of them on Netflix like a couple months ago, but they changed.
They got it off.
Yeah, they took it off.
All right. Well,
yeah, all of them.
I feel like Austin Powers deserves more credit.
Used to watch them all.
Like, but you know how, like, with all the social media and the clipping and shit like that, you think you'd see Austin Powers clips? I never do.
I know, because they're so. I used to think they were so funny.
I would go to the theaters with my father and watch. It was the best.
It's so funny. My
comedy movies are done, dude.
My peak of like the comedy movies that were like my peak were like the 40-year-old virgin, Superbad was really the one that was like, holy shit, this is hilarious.
Right.
That whole crew of anything with those people from that crew, Superbad, 40-year-old virgin, Knocked Up, all those people. That was when I was like, these movies are never be funnier.
You want to know what? Because they don't like. I want to show Anchorman bloopers. Some of the best bloopers ever. And it's like, they don't make comedies like this anymore.
So funny, dude.
Why? Just make them. No one can't. The days of cancellation are over. Nobody gives a fuck. All right, play these bloopers.
Feel that. Tell me that doesn't feel like a cock.
It doesn't. I mean, that feels like a gill neck.
The day I pleasured myself to the image of Mrs. Buttersworth, she got me there like I was on the express A train, Bing, bang, boom. Talk about a river of ejaculate. Volume I have never seen in my lifetime. Now I know what the villagers of Pompeii felt like.
Paul Rudd losing it is the best.
Now I know what those sad villagers of Pompeii felt like. Except me. Except where they were rained down on hot lava, I rained down on those villagers with frothy ejaculates.
So good, dude.
So good.
They can't make comedies like that anymore. Why?
The Paul Rudd and bloopers are just so funny. There's a movie that Paul Rudd is in with that lady who always plays his wife in every single movie. She played Ursula and
Mervy?
Mervy.
Did you just say Mervy? It's that lady that plays his wife in every single Mervy.
She's his wife in everything, dude. She played Ursula in George of the Jungle.
No, dude, that's your reference for her?
She played the wife in 40-Year-Old Virgin. She played
the blonde lady. Yeah, yeah,
she's in everything. There's a blooper with Melissa McCarthy when she was like, I'll reach over.
Where she's just riffing in like the principal's office or whatever and yelling at the lady.
I'll kick you in the head with my foot bone. It just laughs so hard, dude. His bloopers.
But I hope comedies can like make a comeback.
Yeah. Of course.
I hope they can make a comeback.
Vince Vaughn was just on Hot Ones. You know, like the Wing show.
Yeah, talking about it?
He was like, they said, why aren't rated R movies the same as they used to be? And Vince Vaughn's like, well, I think writers are too afraid to get in trouble or canceled. So they're not writing things like, hey, let's go to this writer's room. Let's get this done and say, let's put it out. Instead, they're like, well, we should probably cut that before even it's produced.
Right.
And it's like, it's losing its like real like rated R like value to it. Right. Know? We're back.
But what's crazy is like you can see somebody get raped. You can see someone get their head cut off. Insane. You can see people getting stabbed and shot and friggin' all this. But you can't like tell jokes that are a little inappropriate.
Yeah, come on.
What are we doing here, America?
When you talked about the hostel, when you went to the hostel. Like there? You ever seen the movie Hostel?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Did you see that before? You saw that before you went, of course.
Yeah.
So like
But that was it Eastern Europe?
Yes.
Europe is like the Slavias.
Yes.
It's
scary.
Different.
The scary parts.
Right.
If I think of those places, I just think of gray.
What do you mean gray?
Well, I don't know. I can see gray. Like things are just gray there.
All right, guys, I'm going to switch over to Packy and I are going to switch over to Patreon now. So if you want to see the extended cut of the podcast, which is like an extra 30, 40, 50 minutes, go over to patreon.com/nobodycaresanthony and subscribe. It's like $5 a month, less than a cup of coffee, depending on where you're going. So thanks. Like I've said before in previous podcasts, I try to not like talk about what the podcast is going to be and kind of just let it flow and let it turn into what it's going to turn into. But I have some exciting guests coming in our future. And I'm going to start to kind of transition to more of a guest oriented type of podcast and not be so egotistical and make it about me. And the Patreon will sort of leave that for like the more personal stories about my life and my past and stuff like that. So moving forward, we're going to have more of a guest-oriented type of show. And again, thanks for listening. I appreciate your love and support as always. And I'll catch you on Patreon. Thanks, guys.
Like and subscribe.